hello, and welcome to Self Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, I rolled out Back to the Basics as a way to kind of bring it all back into focus, you know, why we are engaging in this self-care stuff, why it's important, you know, why are we talking about it? And of course, I came up with some really great fun examples for you guys. If you didn't get an opportunity, you can always check out previous episodes on my website. It's www.selfcareissexy.com. And under the podcast tab, you can find all the shows I've ever done. So for today's episode, we're going to be talking about and introducing you to The List. If you don't already know, it is a resource for you guys. It's on the website. And it's just all of the different fun self-care ideas that I've been collecting through the different guest interviews, books I've picked up, and of course, from you guys, our community members. Anytime I get emailed with an idea or a story, I always add it to that list. So today, we're going to be talking about lists, list making, and just all things listy. And as always, you can count on some really fun ideas for self-care. Okay, but before we get started, a few quick housekeeping notes. One, don't forget our Self-Care is Sexy brunch is coming up. It's Saturday, July 16th at 11:30 a.m. It's going to be at the Vita Cafe in North Portland, so come on out. Join us for some in-real-life conversation about self-care, you know, what's working, what's not, maybe some barriers. It's always a good time, and of course, there's always great food at Vita. Number two on the housekeeping list, I have a big favor to ask you guys. Please, please, please head over to iTunes and rate this show. I would love to see this show pick up some new followers from iTunes. And seriously, you guys, if someone's on iTunes and they're searching for a self-care podcast, they need it the most. So you can really help them out by writing a little review. iTunes ranks the podcast based on its reviews, and that's going to help people find this podcast who really need it. So please, please, please get out there, write a review on iTunes. Also, want to let you guys know, we have an app for that. So Self-Care is Sexy will be rolling out a new mobile app coming up next month. We've been in the beta testing phase, and it is so fun, you guys. I can't wait. You're going to have to check this out because it's completely free and it's just a really great tool. It's going to be a reminder of, you know, how you can get your self-care in, different ideas. It's a randomizer, so it'll help you, you know, shake it up and try things you wouldn't normally try. And then there's also a little journal function where you can kind of catalog what experiences you had. And of course, you're always welcome to share that stuff with me. I'd love to hear about it. Also, I wanted to mention that, you know what, I really wanted to say thank you because I have been getting such incredible feedback and this support means so much. Did you know that we have listeners in Mexico, the UK, and in Germany? I mean, this is just incredible. There is an entire planetary community of people who understand that self-care is important and they're looking for resources on how to get it. So big, big shout out to this amazing community. You guys are awesome. Lastly, if you have a story about self-care or you want to share your ideas, you're always welcome to email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcareissexy.com. Okay, so this week we are going to be talking about lists, list making, and how it's helpful for self-care and even, of course, different techniques. Bet you didn't know there were different techniques for list making. I promise you, it's going to be fun. You're going to learn some good stuff. And if you don't already know, I am currently building the ultimate self-care list on my website. That's how much I love, love, love the list making process. So I guess the reason I wanted an entire episode devoted to lists was because I want to share with you guys my ultimate secret weapon to self-care and how I use lists when I'm just faced with this inevitable choice that always seems to be bubbling up between, you know, the adulting and the obligations and then, you know, trying to fit the self-care in. So I want to start by giving you a list. A list of the reasons why I love lists. How awesome is that? All right, so first of all, for me personally, making a list prevents me from procrastinating. You know, just kind of putting it all down on paper, and it creates this kind of unusual, almost obligation or promise or commitment. Something about the act of just writing it down somehow makes it more tangible. It makes it more than just a thought in my head or a fleeting idea. It's like putting a thought down on paper and creating a list of whether it's things that I want to do, things I want to accomplish, or possibly self-care tips. It just makes it more real. It makes it more legit for me. And so I guess for me, making the lists helps me look at what I've got to get done, look at my different options, and it just prevents me from procrastinating. You better believe if it's on a list, I'm going to get it done. That's how that works. Number two, why I love lists, that lists, for me, they relieve stress and they focus my mind. So again, this goes back to having that idea or that fleeting thought on paper in tangible form. It just kind of makes it feel like, okay, I don't have to think about that anymore. If it's a monetary thing, I put it on my budget list. If it's a dream, a big goal that I'm pursuing, I put it on my kind of dreams wish list. If it's something that I come across that's just awesome, like a restaurant I want to try, I put that on a list. And it helps me know that information that I'm receiving in is being cataloged and stored. So it's not a waste. So that inevitably lifts stress off my shoulders. Number three, lists totally help me retain information. So like I just said, when it's down on paper or if I have a tangible example, it's amazing how all of a sudden that frees up a bunch of space in my head for other things. And so when I create lists, whether it's for work or for pleasure or for the podcast or the website, putting it down on a list, it just gives my brain a little bit more space to kind of utilize the creative process and the creative flow. If I have the list of things I need to get done for the weekend on a piece of paper, whether or not I accomplish them is kind of neither here nor there. The fact that they're just on a list means I don't have to think about it anymore. So I love that idea. Number four, it's visual stimulation for me. Having that visual kind of list, it's almost as if just having those thoughts listed out and in order, again, whether it's the grocery list or the to-do list at work or, the list of things I want to learn, you know what I mean? It's incredible. It's just something that it visually stimulates me and helps me to focus, and it helps me to think better. And just seeing it down on paper, it gives me some kind of freedom. I can't really explain it. It's amazing. Number five, why I love lists. The list of why I love lists. I love it. Number five, lists give me a sense of accomplishment by crossing things off. So I've done this before where I've done something and then added it to my list just so I could cross it off. Because there's some kind of like euphoric feeling of like, woohoo, I did it, I'm done. I got that thing off my list. And believe me, when you've had something on your to-do list for like a gazillion years and you mark it off, there is nothing more freeing. It's like the weight is lifted off your shoulders. It's great. Number six on the reasons of why I love lists is it helps me catalog things. So like I said, I've got a list that, at work is the to-do list. I've got the When Life Works Best list. You can check out a podcast episode about that. There's all these different lists in my life, and it helps me to organize and catalog the different information that I'm coming in contact with. Another reason why I love to make lists is it generates motivation for me. When something is down on a list, whether it's in my phone or it's in my passion planner, or I have a sticky note or whatever I use, it motivates me to get that thing done. So when I'm feeling good and I'm in the flow and I've got lots to do, I can go to that piece of paper, I can go to that passion planner, I can go to that list on my phone, and I can grab the next thing on the list, and it motivates me to continually progress to accomplish the things I want to accomplish, and it keeps me focused on those things. And now, just a little caveat here is that you better believe on each of these different lists that I keep, there is some kind of notification of, you know, blank space or do nothing or chillax, whatever it may be. I conscientiously add that in to the different lists that I create in order to ensure that I am getting the self-care I need. Because the flip side of this whole wonderful process of list making is you can run yourself pretty ragged trying to accomplish all those things on the list and then forgetting the most important part, which is taking care of you, the person who's doing the things on the list. So I just want to add that caveat in that on these different lists I'm talking about, I always try to generate some kind of blank spot or free time, or I like to call it, you know, white noise or white space. The last little reason here why I love lists is they help me to rank things. And what I mean by that is they truly help me to decide kind of what the priorities are. And so if I have a list of things that I'm like trying to accomplish or things that I need to do for work or the website or whatever, it helps me put into focus like what's more important. Is the laundry more important, or is, you know, taking out the trash or buying new Swiffer wet jet refills? What is the priority in the time allotted? And having a list really helps me rank the different things that I've got to do and accomplish. So it helps me kind of prioritize in a way. And, you know, it's incredible. Like, I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but I've made lists of things that I need to accomplish. Then I've kind of looked over the list and thought, holy cats, that is not how I want to spend my day. And I've literally like crumpled up, thrown it away, and started over. Because when you start to list things out, you start to realize like, hey, this is all work and no play. And that makes Jack a dull boy, right? All right. Also, another thing I love about lists is they really help me make decisions. First of all, you have to kind of identify like what is your purpose, you know, of your decision. So for example, like in our self-care is sexy world, you have to think about like, why have you decided to make self-care a priority? You know, it could be a health issue, or maybe it could be burnout. It could be that you've like seen or heard other people that are able to make self-care a priority and you thought, you know what, that's for me. Well, list making kind of helps you get to that place where you can make those decisions. Even if you're like, quote unquote, list making is like a bubble. If you've ever seen that sort of bubble mapping where you start with like a core word and then you sort of branch out with other words and things like that, they call them mind maps and things like that. These are really great tools for helping you to make decisions and helping you to kind of put it all into focus. And ultimately, that's what lists do. They help you make decisions. And last on this list of why I love lists, lists help you choose between options. So, you know, like when you're faced with two different options, like I said before, like if you're finishing the laundry, you know, so that you have clean clothes for the next week ahead, or you're trying to decide between doing the laundry or like taking a long, much needed bath, you know, you kind of have to weigh out the options. You have to kind of evaluate each of the choice in the terms of like consequences. So, you know, is it a pain in the ass for you to deal with your favorite shirt not being clean? And yeah, like that might be a pain in the butt, but I'd be willing to bet you that you'll handle that like midweek, early morning crisis of not having a clean shirt better if you took the time to get the self-care in that you needed over the weekend. So real quick, I love to recap. I'm going to recap why I love lists. So it was, one, it prevents me from procrastinating. Two, lists totally relieve stress and focus the mind. Three, they help to retain information. Four, they're visually stimulating, especially if you're like one of our artsy design people. Go you guys. Five, they give you a sense of accomplishment when you're crossing them off. Six, they catalog things. Great. 7, they generate motivation. 8, lists help you rank things. 9, they help you make decisions. And number 10, lists help you choose between the different options. I also want to give you guys some different techniques. As I was saying before, kind of blurbed them out a little bit, but I want to go through the different techniques just because there's so many different ways to make lists. And depending on what it is you're trying to accomplish, what it is you need, there's different types of lists for different needs. So a couple of the techniques I came up with that I employ is number one, using notebooks. So for me, and I hope that you guys will try this, you can create a separate notebook for like specific lists that you make. Like the ever so popular bucket list or like a playlist of your favorite music. And I do that as a self-care method. I actually have on my Spotify, iTunes, on my podcast, everywhere I go, I've got a self-care is sexy playlist. And I highly recommend that for you guys. Just as a way, you know, if you're in a crappy mood, you've got that music on hand. It's the music that makes you feel good. You just pop it in and go. Self-care tip. Okay. Or you can create like a notebook with the list of the self-care ideas you've tried. Restaurants, you know, you get the idea. Using the notebook, it's more of a journaling thing. And you know what, you guys, in preparation for today's episode, I actually was flipping through a notebook that I created that dates all the way back to high school. And if you don't know me, that was a while ago, but it was a list that I made in high school of the different college classes or things that I wanted to learn. And it was really super fun to flip through it and kind of reflect back and just see, you know, what's changed and what was important to you then and what's important to you now. So totally get notebooks, decorate them up, decoupage, Pinterest, whatever. Go have fun, make your lists in a notebook. The other technique is just your to-do list. So this is, you know, typically associated with work or chores or the various adulting that you have to do in life. And this is really the standard. You know, you start with a piece of paper or an app on the phone and you just add to the list and then cross it off at will. And I can't tell you guys how much I love crossing items off my to-do list. You know what? And a little tip I want to share with you guys. Always, always, always start with the thing on the list that you are dreading the most. Like, this has saved my bacon so many times, for reals. So let's say, for example, you know, you're going to do your homework this week. And yes, there is homework associated with this podcast. And you make yourself a self-care is sexy to-do list. And you've got on the list, let's say, you know, bubble bath, nap, buy a new outfit, and write my body a love letter. Okay, those are the things. All of the great idea, BT Dubs. So let's say, you know, you've got the list going and you absolutely hate shopping. It's like hostile and parking sucks and trying things on is horrific and you can't stand it. So, okay, start there. You know, start with the thing you hate on the list the most and get it done and out of the way. And as a reward, you get to do the fun self-care things that you know you love, like the bath or the nap or the nails or whatever you're going to do. So highly recommend that, you know, traditional to-do list. I highly recommend it, and I love crossing things off. All right, the next technique on the list is sticky notes. So this is a super fun list-making technique. Of course, you can just write things on Post-it notes and crumple them up, throw them away, recycle them, excuse me, when you're done. Or you can post them in different places around the house or your car. You can hide them in books. I've done that before. Or slip them in between like the piles of mail that you have to go through. And sometimes I'll just buy like an entire pad of sticky notes and just write positive messages on the entire pack. Like I'll just go through and write little messages and then put them in random places. Some of the messages might be like, you look beautiful today, go get them, self-care is sexy. I have one that says work it. I love that. You know, just things like that, positive messages. I've even put them in clean pants pockets. Like as I'm doing the laundry and stuff on Sunday night, I'll kind of like plan out my outfits and I'll put a little note, a little sticky note that says, you are awesome. and I'll fold it up and I'll stick it in one of the random pants that I'm going to wear for the week. 99.9% of the time, totally forget it's there, reach my hand in the pocket, and bam, I get a little love note to myself. Totally helpful. Okay, and another technique for the list making is putting them on your cell phone. So pretty much most of our smartphones have that option or app. And they're awesome because, you know, we pretty much have our phones with us at all times. And that reminder feature can, like, totally change your life, for real. It's awesome to kind of set random reminders with fun little quotes or positive messages. And then you just kind of forget about it. And then when they pop up, it's kind of like, surprise, you know, love you. It's great. I love the phones. And of course, you guys, like I said before, stay tuned because Self-Care is Sexy has an app for that where you're going to be able to put in the different self-care methods that you've used that work. You can set reminders. Totally awesome. I'm so proud to be a part of this. Very exciting. Another little technique with the list making is the pro-con technique. Now, this is my absolute favorite type of list. I use pro-con lists all the time. And to be quite vulnerable with all of you, some of my biggest life decisions have come from pro-con lists. Let me say that again. Most of my big life decisions include pro-con lists. And like whether to move, whether to take a job, you know, just major life decisions when I really can't figure it out and it's not obvious to me what the answer is, I will sit down and write out a pro-con list. And what it does, it's so amazing how it helps you think of all of the different positive outcomes and then all of the negative consequences that could come from one decision or another. And so for example, I recently got a new job and I was really struggling with whether or not I should take it. I didn't necessarily hate my old job, but it just wasn't what I was looking for. But I didn't know if making the move to the new job was a good idea. So sat down and just really pro-conned it out. And I sat with that list for about a week, went back and forth as I thought of new things, added it to it. And at the end of the like 4 or 5 days that I was doing this, I sat down and I read the list and literally made the decision based on which column had more things. And that's how I made my life decisions. I mean, it just helps it bring it into focus. Okay, so let's go over that again real quick, the list of techniques. I had notebooks, number one. Number two, your typical to-do list. Number three, sticky notes. Number four, cell phone or apps. Number five, the pro-con list, which I absolutely love. Okay, you guys, so you're starting to get the point and just, you're starting to see the value of list making and how it can just help you make self-care a priority. And if you're kind of catching on and you're like, yeah, this sounds like something that's really going to help me, this practical tool's right up my alley. Well, I've got a really great way for you to get started. But first, I needed to share with you guys an email that I received from Andrew with Passion Planner. Okay, so if you've not yet heard of Passion Planner, first of all, you're welcome because this thing is amazeballs. And seriously, it has helped me, you know, build this Self-Care is Sexy podcast and still maintain a bit of sanity and, you know, get my self-care in. And all while just being this like super awesome inspirational tool. So basically the Passion Planner, it's a monthly planner with a purpose, you know, and it's an incredible indispensable tool. So Andrew's with Passion Planner, you can find a link and get your own on my website. And he wrote me an email that I want to share with you because the Passion Planner is a really great place for you to start if you find some value in the list making and kind of the things that I brought up. But I really wanted to share this email with you. So he writes, okay, so at Passion Planner, this is Andrew. He says, at Passion Planner, we have a strong emphasis on self-care. We are always engaging in activities that include stretching, simple calisthenics, and meditating. We have a mandatory 5 minutes of silence every day. We also participate in walk and talk meetings. In the past, we've done team building activities that involve silent eyes gazing for 4 minutes, drawing exercises, and clay face masks. Yes, all 50 of us, face masks. We even hike together, work out together, eat together, and check in with each other often to ensure that we are all getting our self-care in, we're healthy physically and mentally. We're also always reading to improve ourselves for work and our personal lives. The book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, is a big favorite amongst the team. We use our planners on a daily basis. When we have meetings, we all have our planners out, ready to take notes or map out important tasks. If you have any additional questions, feel free to contact us. We're more than happy to help. All the best, Andrew, the Passion Planner team. So first of all, big, awesome shout out to Andrew. You are incredible, my friend. And I love that his company is focused on a community effort and that they all find value and use their passion planners and make lists and do these things in order to keep their self-care at the forefront. Can you imagine how awesome it would be to work at a company that really values self-care? Well, check them out, because Passion Planner has got total access to the future here. They are really starting to lead their business in a way that you can tell is really congruent with everyone's individual self-care. So, long story short, I highly recommend you guys checking out these Passion Planners. And you do have homework this week. From selfcaresexy.com, your homework is to make a self-care to-do list. Now, you can utilize any of the techniques that I have mentioned here in this podcast, or maybe just flirt with it in your mind for a while and see how you feel. But I implore you to give it a try, because if you find yourself struggling with how to get your self-care in, the list is the way to go, my friends. Okay, you guys, that's it for this week. Next week, we're going to meet the amazing and incredibly compassionate resource that is Trish Blackwell. You guys, she is so cool, and this is really a big deal for me, so don't miss it. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and want to be on the show, please email me. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, at selfcaresexy.com. Okay, you guys, we've got some great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember, self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.